I would think in the short time between the primary and the general that he's going to really have to mount up an attack on the mayor. Having said that, do you think that there is any chance in that short period of time that the mayor will stumble?
There is. The mayor has shown over his 8 years in office a tin ear to the perceptions of him. One of the most egregious cases was when a reporter in a wheelchair in the front row of a news conference inadvertently, or it was thought, had inadvertently played back a little piece of his tape recorder, and it sounded like a, you know, it was a noise that interrupted the ongoing press conference. And the mayor castigated him in terms that were just nasty. Turned out it wasn't even this guy's tape recorder. And it took the mayor a while to apologize. That kind of thing, and it got some attention in the press, that kind of thing in the heat and the glare of an election battle and in the really hot campaigning of the last 3 or 4 weeks of a campaign, a talented opponent could take that and really hurt the mayor with it, with that kind of thing. The mayor is capable of that kind of gaffe. He's demonstrated it repeatedly. And he is certain enough of his own success that his closest advisors are not going to be able to keep him from making a gaffe like that if it's going to happen. The question would be, if a gaffe like that happens, would Bill Thompson be able to take advantage of it? That's a bigger question to me than will the mayor make a gaffe.
Do you think the Democrats could have fielded a more formidable opponent?
Yes. Anthony Weiner, polls showed repeatedly, would have been a more formidable opponent. And clearly, here's a guy who knows how to get free media. He learned at the feet of Chuck Schumer, the king of free media. He knows how to get attention. He knows how to throw a punch. He knows how to appeal to the resentment about the term limits. He knows how to appeal to the anger there is, especially among ethnic blue-collar workers, about the state of the economy. And playing outer borough against Manhattan, he knows how to do that. And that's how you're going to win. That's how you're going to beat Mike Bloomberg. Not that it would be an easy thing to do, but he would have been a formidable candidate. He was the only name that was out there mentioned that was serious. I mean, there are people talk about Bill Clinton running or something like that. I mean, yeah, Bill Clinton probably would have been a formidable candidate. But in terms of the realistic possible candidates, they could have fielded someone better, and his name is Anthony Weiner.